decided I'm going to do that whole process again. The Esmeralda Panama. I'm weighing it. 12 grams on the nose. Put them in my Porlex grinder. And while I'm doing that, I'm just going to switch a flick for the kettle. Let the kettle boil while I'm grinding. And I'm grinding. Finish grinding. Transfer ground beans into the AeroPress. Kettle's also finished boiling. Now I'm going to see. I'm going to measure up 200 milliliters. I'm going to see into this time a glass jug because I wanted to see exactly and measure exactly 200 milliliters. Okay, we're at 87 degrees. I'm going to try that. 87. I'm going to just pour it. I'm going to use the pedal as a conductor for the hot water. I'm going to give it a few stirs. And then I'm going to just pour the rest. I've got my inverted AeroPress so that I can really have to switch the timer on, by the way. And I'm going to, when it's inverted, just where the number one, the middle of the number one. And I let it brew. A minute and a half, I think I'm going to do. Now that water was slightly cooler than last time. All right, let me see. Taste. Stopping the timer. Inverting. I've warmed the pitcher. I'm going to extract it and just push the AeroPress through. Ah, that's a nice even push. And I'm almost there. Ah, great. Let's see what that tastes like. Pour that into my double-walled glass, 200 milliliters. Ah, what temperature is that now? Of course, I've preheated my glass, and we're at 61.8. And I wait a little bit. I think that's too hot to drink. The magic thing about these double-walled glasses is that you don't get burned. But the inside stays nice and warm. The aroma that's coming off that Panama Esmeralda. I think it's about, just took the thermometer out again, maybe 155 or something. That's all right, actually, that temperature. Interesting. It's beautiful. I like this coffee. It's a beautiful filter coffee.